Countries around the world are trying to determine whether cell phones cause cancer. Results are now coming in from Denmark and Sweden. Both are part of the Interphone Study Group, which is funded by World Health Organizations. Neither study found a link between brain tumors and how often or long a person had been using a cell phone. Dr. John Mulder from the Medical College of Wisconsin has done work with electromagnetic fields and has followed this research. He says the fact the studies involve long-term phone use make them more credible than earlier studies. However, even the researchers themselves were hesitant to draw a firm conclusion because not all the participants were long-term phone users. Mulder says proving something is not a health hazard is a difficult task.
If mobile phones don't cause brain cancer, you will never be able to definitively prove it. You will always be able to do more studies.
Whether cell phones cause cancer has been debated in courtrooms and on technology websites like CNET. A recent CNET editorial instills seeds of doubts about mobile phone safety. The editorial points out how researchers who worked for telecommunication interests, like Dr. George Carlos, have later questioned results they helped produce. In 1999, Carlos asked telecommunication executives to inform consumers about possible health hazards involving cell phone use. However, cell phone companies worry that could result in liability lawsuits, which to date have been dismissed. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.